I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Monday, my darlings. Welcome back to the show. It's a brand new week and I am here with our intention and our topic for the week. I am feeling really inspired right now. I am in the middle of a 15-day yoga challenge that we're doing over at yogagirl.com. We're a little more than halfway through right now, but the challenge was fairly simple, just to get on the mat and take a dedicated practice on the site every single day for 15 days. And I'm on my mat at some point every day, but I'm usually very lazy about it. I'm very comfortable in my yoga practice these days. I tend to spend, 20, 30 minutes. I kind of roll around, do my thing. It's not a very disciplined practice anymore, and I rarely push myself out of my comfort zone on the mat. So having this dedicated, disciplined challenge where I'm on my mat for a long practice every single day, and I'm showing up for myself in that way, it's just felt really good. And I feel so good in my body, and I feel, of course, inspired to share all of this goodness with you. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So this week, I want you to do something healing every single day. I want you to show up for yourself with a healing practice that you pick today, and I want you to be dedicated and disciplined about it so that you actually return to it every single day this week. That means at the end of this week, you have done this practice or this thing for yourself 7 times. Now, what are we going to choose as our healing practice? So I don't want you to choose something that you do anyway every day. I want you to get out of your comfort zone a little bit, push yourself a little bit, and reach for a practice that you know serves you so well, but that you could use just a little bit more discipline around. So for me, I'm already doing the yoga thing, so I'm not going to pick that. For me, a really great example of this, I have a couple of examples. I don't know which one I'm going to choose yet, but I do these cold plunges where I just take a really quick dip in the lake. They feel amazing. I mean, there's no feeling like that feeling, but I have a really hard time being disciplined about my cold plunges. I feel like if I woke up every morning and I took a dip in the lake first thing and I did that for 7 days, I would probably feel pretty damn amazing at the end of that. Another thing that I've been doing that I would love some discipline around is whenever I find myself just with a little bit of space in the afternoon, I take these long walks, like an hour walk, where I walk pretty fast. It's not like a leisurely stroll. It's a dedicated walk. I take my dogs and I go. And I would love to show up like that in nature every day, no matter what, not just when I randomly have some time left in my day, right? So these are two examples of things that I could choose because they are fairly accessible, but I do need discipline. And I feel like if I did them every single day, I really would feel different. I would feel better. I really feel that. So what's your practice this week going to be? I want you to pick something that you know deeply, deeply serves you. Maybe it's a practice you need a little extra motivation to get to. You know, maybe you need a little discipline to actually show up for yourself in this practice every single day. Something you can commit to, really hold yourself accountable for. Take a moment right now at the end of this podcast to decide what this practice is going to be for you. And maybe it's something really dynamic, you know, where you go to the gym every day or you work out in some way every day. Maybe it's something really internal and grounding. Perhaps you show up for yourself in your meditation practice every morning, or there's something there that I know your heart is craving that you want to reach for, but you just got to make that commitment. Okay, so take a moment, decide what this practice is going to be. And then, of course, we start today, right? If you're going to have 7 practices at the end of the week, you got to make sure you make space for this thing today. So show up for yourself, dedicate this time and space to really honor your body, your heart, your soul, and make that commitment to really show up for you every day this week. Have a beautiful, beautiful week ahead. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.